Our scripture for the confession of sin is in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And so this passage teaches us that we still do sin, even when we are saved. It says that we deceive ourselves if we say that we do not sin. This is a reality that we live with and that Paul struggled with in Romans 7. Where he talks about fighting with the flesh. And so we think about the ways that we've walked in darkness this week, ways that we've sinned against our Lord. And a good way to think about that is in chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." And so a great measure to see us our sin in our lives is to look at Christ himself, who is the measure of our perfect righteousness, who walked in fulfillment of the law perfectly, and to think about the ways in which we've fallen short of that. Verse 9 teaches us, though, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so let us confess our sins before the Lord. Father, we come before you in Christ confessing our sin. Have mercy on us, Lord, for the ways in which we've fallen short of your word, fallen short of your perfect law and of the example you've set in Christ. Forgive us for the things that we've said, that we've left unsaid, that we've done, and that we've left undone, that have fallen short of reflecting your character, Lord. Let us take a moment to confess our sins privately before the Lord. We thank you that you reveal our sin to us through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that we have an advocate in your Son, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for your steadfast love. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.